Hello, Mike.
Hi, mate.
How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I've been taking a tour lately of various text editors. I made a conscious decision that for years now, I have not given text editors that are not text mate or they're not text edit a fair shake. And the reason being is because I'm so married to text edit. Just thought it was perfect and that nothing else could come close and that nothing else really did. But lately with Lion, there's been, and the App Store model, and I mean, it really is bringing, I think, more developers, more young developers, more developers with kind of new, fresh takes and ideas into the fold and giving them an easy way for them to publish their work. I really do believe that there were a lot of developers that were stymied, not so much by not having a great idea, but stymied by a good way to promote it, but even more importantly, B, having to set up the infrastructure to sell it. I.e., oh, now I have to like build this website and set up some e-commerce back end or pay somebody a portion of the profits that already has this thing built that's hard to configure and use, and I have to call someone for support if there's a problem, and it was just a hassle to sell this stuff.
Yeah, as if it wasn't enough that you were developing an app, you also then had to think about developing a payment system.
Right. And a marketing model. And, I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, those things still do exist, but I think certainly the App Store helps to take at least some of the pressure off with, oh, I just post it up here, and Apple approves it, and it's for sale, and people see it. And, if it's good enough, it will make it into the new and noteworthy or the whatever. But the bottom line is people will see it. At least they'll have the chance to hear about it and download it. And I think that that's a good thing. So because of that, there have been a lot of, I think, really great new text editors coming out that are... The problem with a lot of text editors in the past was you had really kind of one of three things. You either had word processors, you had serious text editors, and then you had text edit. Like there was no kind of in between the serious text editors like BB Edit and TextMate and Text Wrangler to a large extent.
Mm-hmm.
And TextEdit. There was kind of this missing market for TextEdit Plus. And so, because of all of these things, and also with the kind of boon in the writing environment area, the distraction-free writing environment area, distraction-free in quotes. there's been some real explosion in this space, and some real movement, and some real, I think, interesting opportunity and in creation in this space. I hadn't given it a fair shake. I've been giving it a fair shake recently. And one in particular, and this is people who don't know me will not understand what a statement this is, but just be assured that this statement has a tremendous amount of gravity. There is one in particular that has largely replaced TextEdit for me.
Now, I know. The reason that we're doing this episode was because Pat mentioned to me that Byword had replaced it for him, so I was very much like, right, we need to discuss this.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike just gave it away. It's Byword.
Well, see, I knew that you were building up to this. However, everybody knows because of the title of the episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So.
I was thinking he's building it up that there's going to be a reveal, but the reveal was done before, once people started downloading. I'm sorry, Pat.
It's okay. It's just, you know, there is a certain fun I was having with the suspense, and now that you've blown the fact that there really wasn't any suspense, I guess I'm a little bit defeated.
Well, the theater was interesting.
All right. Here's why. People who have listened to the show for a while, and we can talk deeper about this in a future episode, people who have read Minimal Mac for a while know that I write almost everything in Markdown format. Mm-hmm. And so I have long relied on a few things to use TextEdit for these purposes. One of them was a service, I believe it was called Humane Text. I forget who developed it. But it was a Mac OS X service that basically allowed me to select Markdown formatted text, and thanks to the universal keystroke preference pane in Mac OS X with a keystroke, I could switch that Markdown formatted text to HTML and vice versa. Mm-hmm. Okay, take HTML, switch it to Markdown. It was great. It was fantastic. It allowed me to write on Markdown and post up it as HTML, which is exactly what I wanted. And though those will say to me, well, Minimal Mac is on Tumblr, you know they support Markdown. No, they don't support it very well. Not as well as I would like. I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to these things. And I would much rather compose it in Markdown and text edit and then just open the HTML editor and post things to Minimal Mac that way. Or to any of my other sites, patrickrone.com or whatever. I post in HTML. Having written in Markdown. And this was great and fantastic up until Lion. Lion broke that service. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like that service will be coming back from the dead. I think it has long been abandonware. I'm not positive on that. If someone wants to tell me I'm wrong, please email me, patrick@patrickrone.com. But there you go. So I've tried quite a few of the other text editors so far. Macchiato deserves an honorable mention for its Markdown support. There have been some other ones as well. But the reason I came to Byword was because it is text edit with Markdown support and the ability to very easily switch that Markdown to, and very easily copy the HTML version of that Markdown, which is what I wanted. So I can write in Byword, I can switch it to Markdown, and I can copy HTML all without my fingers ever leaving the keyboard. It is, it's very well designed. It's very easy on the eyes. There's two kind of themes that you can choose from, either a kind of light theme or a very pleasant on the eyes darker theme, which is the one that I use. And it has exactly the features that I would be looking for in one of these Text Edit Plus programs, and absolutely nothing that I don't. I really love it. I think it may be. I don't think. I now know. It's become my text editor of choice.
Big statement.
Yeah. Like, launching text edit was like muscle memory for me for everything. I had text that I wanted to type, text edit. Even stuff that eventually ended up other places, whether it be in Novotational Velocity or Yojimbo or wherever, started in TextEdit because it was muscle memory to me. now I've retrained myself. Now I have to think to type back text at it, which I never did before. By words that good. At least for me.
Yeah, I've started using Byword because I'm trying to get my brain around Markdown, and plus Pat writes the show notes in Markdown, so it makes it easier if I can have something like Byword that I can take the Markdown and quite easily convert that over into HTML to put into the show notes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's the beauty of it, right? With Byword, you can do that with, you know, copy, paste, Command Shift T, and then what is the copy HTML? I should know this off the top of my head.
Command Option P.
Yeah, that's it. Command Option
P turns Markdown into HTML, which you can then copy.
Right.
And you get an option to either export or copy the HTML. So it's copy the HTML, go straight to the clipboard, and then job done.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking... what was nice was that I had to have the service and such to be able to make that work with TextEdit. This has it all built in.
Yeah.
So I can do it in the same amount of time as I could in TextEdit with the services.
Just as a quick aside, do you have any iOS apps that you use or can recommend for this sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them. One of them is Elements.
Yeah, I was going to mention Elements, which has just had a fantastic update.
Yeah. Yeah, I really need to get on board that update because that does look really slick. And cool, and I'd love to check that out. The other one is called Writing Kit. That's good. And Edito, Edito. I've played around with all three. I have not played around with the updated Elements yet, but I've played around with all three at various times, and they are all have their strengths, and some of them have their, you know, drawbacks. I mean, you're gonna, you know, like one interface versus another, and that's going to be okay. You know, it's whatever works for you. So, you know, take a look at these things seriously. Because
what was the second one you mentioned? You said Edito. And what was the other one?
And that would be writing kit.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I
found it. Writing kit.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
And and Edito is Edito.
Writing kit seems quite smart. Has an interesting feature. Has a web browser built in.
Yeah. As does Edito.
Okay. I don't like the way Edito looks.
Yeah. Yeah. You can change that theme. I wish that wasn't.
Can you?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They shouldn't have that as their screenshots. Basically, there's pencils and corkboard, and it looks very tacky.
Yeah.
Skeuomorphic design. You have something look like it's real world.
Yeah.
Counterpart. But then the upper option, Pat, looks like paper stuck to a wooden desk. Are they the only two options?
No, there's more.
Okay.
There's like a dark theme, which is the one that I tend to use.
Okay, I may look into this then.
Yeah,
because I like Elements. I'm starting to get to use Elements a lot more. But the issue I have with Elements is you can't just copy to HTML and copy the raw HTML.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, like, you can mail it to yourself or something like that.
But then you'd probably have to open it as a viewer source to get the raw HTML out, because if you open it, most, you know, all email clients recognize the rich HTML. Text in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, they each have their drawbacks and their strengths. And so... look into those. But if you write in Markdown and you're on Lion, Byword. Seriously, Byword's the way to go if you plan on posting that up.
They've implemented a lot of Byword, a lot of Lion features like auto-resume and auto-save and stuff like that, and versioning.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's all in there, and they all were one of the first apps that I saw to do that.
Yes, especially they were right on top of it. They were right on top of it, and you know, that said, if you know, if copying HTML is not important to you, and you know, being able to like copy it out and paste it up or whatever, if you're just kind of want something that is going to color your markdown and not kind of not color, I guess is the bad word, but basically is going to kind of format your markdown as you're typing it, without getting too much in the way, Macchiato is a good choice.
Yep.
They sponsored Minimal Mac, and I talked about them last week, and that's a good choice. And Ken, the developer of Macchiato, is a real super nice guy, very responsive, and I really have enjoyed every interaction I've had with him. So I definitely want to give a shout out to him as well. But what I'm using right now is Byword.
Yeah, it's an app that I want to look at, but there's only so many you can buy.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets expensive. So, well, but
Byword does a nice. It doesn't necessarily color the markdown, but it sort of fades away the links and stuff and brings to the foreground the extra text. It's nice.
Yeah,
I like what it does.
Yeah, it's really good. Worth a look. So,
great stuff.
Well, thanks a lot.
We're going to talk more about Markdown in the future.
Yeah, yeah. I think we could do a whole show about Markdown, so we should.
Yeah, which I really want to do.
Yeah, because it's something, at least for me, it's been years. Like, it's difficult for me to type things not in Markdown. And, like, anyone who follows me on Twitter knows that even for emphasis on Twitter, I'll tend to use Markdown syntax for that, right? So what would you do for italics in Markdown, I'll do that in Twitter, right? Even though it doesn't display that way, even though you can't see it, you know, people who read Markdown will immediately know exactly the emphasis I meant, right? So, well, we'll talk later, mate. We'll talk about Markdown.
We will.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.